The Pentagon's Defense Innovation Unit Experimental thinks it's learned a thing or two about rapid acquisition. Over the past year, it's awarded more than a dozen contracts in an average time of 60 days. The IUX officials see no good reason why the rest of the Defense Department can't use the same techniques. As Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu reports, they've just published a how-to guide.
The 99-page document aims to walk the rest of DOD's sprawling acquisition community through the legal and practical aspects of the contracting practices DIUX has been using since its restructuring earlier this year through a technique it calls the commercial solutions opening. The office, with locations in Boston, Austin, and Silicon Valley, has awarded $36 million in contracts so far, each focused on developing new prototypes for future military systems. Lauren Schmidt is DIUX's Pathways Director.
In collaboration with our fantastic partners at the Army Contracting Command, at the Office of the Undersecretary of Defense for Acquisition Technology and Logistics, and the Office of the General Counsel, to pull that together to share our experience with using these authorities to date, with deploying them and actually working with companies on this basis, so that others can hopefully build on our success with the CSO and broaden the industrial base for the department writ large, and really work to accelerate the acquisition process, right? So it's out there on our website now. We encourage any DoD organization, go to the website, download a copy, look at how you can use OT authorities, and you can leverage our success to build your own CSO to meet your own mission. And we're hoping that by spreading this across the department that we can really drive acquisition innovation across DoD.
The commercial solutions opening sidesteps many of the usual procurement steps required by the Federal Acquisition Regulation. It lets the government enter into one-on-one negotiations with firms based on their proposals to solve a particular technology problem, and intellectual property rights are fully negotiable. Federal rules that require, for example, compliance with government cost accounting standards are waived. Congress explicitly authorized DoD to pursue that streamlined approach as part of last year's defense authorization bill, over fears that the traditional procurement process could not keep pace with the technological advances of near-peer foreign nations. The relevant portion of the bill was mostly a reinforcement of other transaction authorities, which allow DoD to enter into procurements outside the FAR and have been on the books for decades. But so far, DIUX is the only defense organization that's even started to implement the new authorities, says Bill Greenwald, a senior congressional staff member and the Senate Armed Services Committee's point person on acquisition issues.
The way we look at it is someone needs to be the to start driving some of these acquisition reforms. And if it's not DAUX, it has to be someone else. And I don't see anybody else on the horizon at the moment. Okay, I mean, you know, the other transaction authority has been allowed to just atrophy away. There are only a few contracting officers in the entire Department of Defense that still even know that it exists and how to use it. And even then, they may not quite have their complete knowledge on how to exercise it. So as an experimental unit, as a way of going forward, and the other thing is that someone in the Department of Defense needs to understand how these commercial companies think.
Greenwald says most of the department's acquisition bureaucracy is disinclined toward finding innovative approaches to make business deals with non-traditional contractors.
The traditional acquisition workforce says, well, what's wrong with cost and pricing data? What's wrong with the cost accounting standard? What's wrong with having unique oversight and having 15 different auditors come to you every day? You know, that's just the way the process works. Well, that's not the way that Google and Facebook and Apple and whoever else we want to talk to in Route 128 or Austin thinks. And if they've got the technology, we have to start changing the way we think and how to address that. And that's what DIUX is trying to do. And that's why, you know, from a Senate perspective, why we think they're doing a great job.
Matthew Bloom, the Associate Administrator in OMB's Office of Federal Procurement Policy, says the Obama administration is actively looking to emulate many of DIUX's features throughout the federal government's civilian agencies as well. In March, OMB told all agencies to name their own acquisition innovation advocates and create their own internal laboratories to test and document new acquisition practices.
We see actually four areas to focus on to push innovation. One is senior management support. Second, information sharing. Third, talent development. And fourth is improving access to new entrants, which I think you guys are capturing all of it. And, you know, first and foremost, with senior management support, absolutely, you know, the cultural challenge is job one. and not suggesting that for every civilian agency that they need a DIUX. I mean, one of the things we learned right away was that, you know, agencies have very different missions, and therefore they need to create their own brand of what a lab looks like that works for their mission. Mm-hmm. But that said, I think the lesson to be learned is the fact that if you had, you had the secretary saying when creating DIUX that there is departmental commitment and resources to make this happen, that sort of backing, that sort of encouragement is going to be critically important to a workforce that oftentimes
absolutely.
Can be confused about, you know, are these authorities for real and do they really want us to take advantage of them?
So far, DIUX has only used DOD's new acquisition authorities to procure prototypes, not production systems that are ready to be used in military settings or inserted into existing systems. But last year's defense bill also allowed the department to pursue follow-on production contracts. Schmidt says DIUX plans to start exploring those authorities soon.
Which is really exciting because it means that we can continue to use these OTs from cradle to grave and take these non-traditionals in an responsive process all the way through experimentation and prototyping, all the way to doing transactions. And so DIUX is really excited to kind of take that next step once our awarded OTs get to that point. For the ones that are successful and move forward into those production OTs.
Greenwald says that was precisely the intention of the bill's drafters.
No one else in the Department of Defense figured that out, okay? And we didn't go out and tell you. They essentially said, we have these authorities, and yes, you know, then there's a reason why Congress did that, because, you know, why stop at prototyping, and then you can't access these companies anymore? Well, you know, why would any company want to go do a big prototype and be done? And so at some point, you have to actually buy something.
The $36 million DIUX has awarded so far has gone to companies whose work is largely in the commercial sector, meeting lawmakers' intent to broaden DOD's supplier base beyond traditional defense firms. But as Federal News Radio reported in October, dollar for dollar, the vast majority of the funds went to companies who are already doing work for DOD. Several of the prototype projects were awarded to small firms with no track record of defense business, but almost all of those awards were for less than $1 million each. Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio.